September 28, 1926. Great affliction of Louisa because of the printing of the writings. Jesus wants them in his keeping. Jesus pushes the Father who must occupy himself with it. I felt oppressed and as though crushed under the weight of a profound humiliation, because I had been told that not only what regards the will of God must be printed, but also what regards all the other things that my lovable Jesus has told me. My pain was such as to take away from me even the words, to be able to say something so that they would not do it. Nor was I able to pray to my beloved Jesus, that he would not allow it. Everything was silence, inside and outside of me. Then, my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, pressed me to himself to infuse in me courage and strength. And he told me, "My daughter, I do not want you to look at what you have written as yours, but to look at it as mine, and as something that does not belong to you. You must not enter into it at all. I will take care of everything. Therefore, I want you to place it in my keeping. And as you write, I want you to give it to me as a gift, that I may be free to do whatever I want. To you will be left only what you need in order to live in my will. I have given you as many precious gifts for as many knowledges as I have manifested to you. And you want to give me no gift. And I, my Jesus, forgive me. I myself would not want to feel what I feel. Thinking that what has passed between me and you will be known by others makes me restless, and gives me such pain that I myself cannot explain. Therefore, give me strength. I abandon myself in you, and I give everything to you." And Jesus added, "My daughter, I like it this way. It is my glory, the triumph of my will that requires all this. But it wants, it demands that its first triumph be over you. Aren't you happy to become the victory, the triumph of this supreme will? Do you not want, then, to make any sacrifice so that this supreme kingdom may be known and possessed by the creatures? I too know that you suffer very much in seeing that, after many years of secret between me and you, in which I have kept you hidden with so much jealousy, our secrets are now coming out, you feel strongly affected. But when it is I who want it, you too must want it. Therefore, let us be in agreement and do not worry." Then, after this, he made me see Reverend Father. And Jesus was beside him, placing his holy right hand on his head to infuse in him firmness, help and will, saying to him, "My son, hurry, do not lose time. I will help you. I will be near you, so that everything may go well and according to my will. Just as I care that my will be known, and just as I have dictated the writings about the kingdom of the supreme fiat with paternal goodness, so will I help with the printing. I will be in the midst of those who will occupy themselves with it, so that everything may be regulated by me. Therefore, hurry, hurry."